This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. This November, California voters will be making a lot of important decisions. Who will head to Sacramento? Which way will the state go on Prop 30 or 37? On Election Day, there's one place that has the answer to all of these questions, and it's right in our own backyard. For KAZU, Leslie David reports.
Alan Ritter hasn't worked as a Navy or commercial pilot for decades, but he'd never consider himself retired. This 77-year-old is out working on his rural Hollister farm bright and early. Today, he's patching damaged water lines.
Darn birds peck holes in the line.
Ritter grows small crops for a local seed company and flowers for Whole Foods. When it comes to politics, he describes himself as a lifelong Republican.
Well, on a national level, I'm a little upset with our current president and the direction he seems to be taking us these days. It's really scary.
Ritter is a lot like his neighbors. In the rural parts of San Benito County, most registered voters are Republican. But in the county's urban areas, it's a different story.
Let's just read it over first so that you make sure that you fill it out completely.
Democrat Kathy Morris helps a young man register to vote at a street fair in downtown Hollister. After commuting to a job in San Jose for years, she now runs a local cleaning business and volunteers for the county's Democratic Committee.
I expect for President Obama to be reelected, and I'm hopeful that he will be reelected because I want the country to move forward. I don't want to go back to Bush's policies, and I think that will happen if Romney is elected.
Voters like Morris and Ritter are what make San Benito California's bellwether county. For the past 10 years, when it comes to state elections for measures and offices, as San Benito County goes, so goes the state. University of San Francisco's Corey Cook recently completed a study on San Benito County.
The interesting thing about San Benito is it lets you check your election results, be a political junkie, see what's going on in the state, know your results early in the night on election night, and so it's sort of a fun parlor game. You know, you can tell your friends that, you know, this is the county you need to watch on election night.
But that got Cook wondering, how could San Benito County be the state's bellwether when in so many ways it doesn't look like the rest of the state? San Benito has a higher Latino population, but lower Asian and African American populations than the rest of the state. Plus, most Californians live in urban areas. But San Benito is an agricultural county with only two cities, Hollister and San Juan Bautista.
You see these two sort of, you know, towns that are largely these San Jose bedroom communities that are bright blue Democratic, surrounded by these pretty bright red conservative rural areas. And I think that's what you see in California. And so I think it really is emblematic of the state as a whole.
Knowing San Benito County's status as California's bellwether can be more than just a fun parlor game. Cook thinks that the rest of the state can learn from this small community on the Central Coast.
But I think to me the real value in a place like San Benito is how does its, you know, for example, County Board of Supervisors deal across these divisions? How do you overcome the challenges of this polarization of it being a very conservative and a very progressive place, a very urban and a very rural county? How do they deal with those differences in ideas, differences in interests that emerge within a single place? I think that's where California can really learn from a place like San Benito County.
San Benito County will be the place to watch on election night this November, but maybe not in elections to come. Cook says as the county grows and demographics change, it will likely lose its bellwether status. For KAZU News, I'm Leslie David.